Chapter 9, The Wicket Gate. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. After Evangelist finished speaking, Christian was ready to go back. Evangelist hugged him, kissed him, and gave him a friendly smile. "I wish you a safe trip," he said. Christian started on the way, walking very fast. At times he met someone on the way, but he did not say anything, not even when they asked him something. It seemed as if he walked on forbidden ground, for he was walking very fast. He would only feel safe when he was back on the right way again. After a while, Christian arrived at the gate. Above the gate was written, "Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Christian knocked, not one time, but many times in a row. He not only knocked, he also reverently asked if he might come in. "May I now enter here? Will he within open to sorry me, though I have been an undeserving rebel? Then shall I not fail to sing his lasting praise on high, not fail to sing his lasting praise on high." Finally, a respectable man came to the gate. His name was Goodwill. "Who is there?" he asked. "Where are you from, and what would you like?" Christian answered, "Here is a poor man, a sinner with a heavy burden. I am from the city of destruction, and I am traveling to Mount Zion. I am fleeing from the wrath of God, and I heard that the way goes through this gate. Good Lord, are you willing to let me in also?" "I am willing," answered the man. "I am willing with all my heart." Immediately he opened the door, grabbed Christian by his arm, and pulled him inside. "Why are you doing that?" Christian asked, surprised. Goodwill looked at Christian and pointed outside. "Do you see that strong castle over there?" "Yes, I do." "Well, the devil is captain there. Together with his men, he is watching from the walls. They are looking at our gate, and when they see someone here, they immediately shoot their arrows. They want to kill everybody who wants to enter the gate." "Oh, but I am inside," Christian gave a sigh of relief. "How glad I am, but I am also trembling." Explanation. What is the meaning of this gate? It means there is a way by which we can come back to God. With our sins, we closed the way to Him. A wall came between God and our soul. But now God provided a gate in this wall. It is a narrow gate. We cannot just go through. We must let go of our sins. Otherwise, it is not possible. Neither do our so-called good works fit through this gate. We can only be saved by the Lord Jesus. A true Christian knows we must go to Him. The Lord Jesus can take our sins away, for He died on the cross. He can bring us back to God. The devil does not want us to go to the Lord Jesus with our sins. He then shoots sharp arrows at us. He seeks our death. But through the gate is life. We must knock on the gate in order to enter. This means we must ask often if the Lord is willing to open the way to Him. God desires people going through this gate. He draws His children toward it. He also draws them through it. He does that by His good pleasure, good will. This means that he already wanted this way from the stillness of eternity. The gate cannot remain closed for Christian. It is the will of that good God that all his poor lost children will go through it. They are the children he chose and loved from the stillness of eternity. For that reason, they will also come through the gate. God's children are saved because God desires it. What a miracle that there is a good pleasure, good will. For now we can still be saved. And in whom is the good pleasure, good will of the Father to be found? It is found in the Lord Jesus. When Christian went through the gate, Goodwill asked, "Who pointed you the way?" "It was Evangelist," Christian answered. "He told me to knock here, and I did. And then you would tell me what I must do. Are you willing to do so?" Goodwill said, "There is an open door for you, and no man can shut it." Christian smiled. "After all my troubles, it may go well," he answered, being glad. "It is as if I may pick the fruit after all the sorrows." Goodwill looked at him for a moment. "Why are you all by yourself?" "Because there was no one else who saw the danger," Christian explained. "But did they know you wanted to go to this place?" "Oh, yes, my wife and children saw me go. They called me to come back. A few neighbors started calling after me, too. I then put my fingers in my ears and just kept walking. And that is how I came onto this way."
"But weren't there any people who came after you?"
"Yes, two neighbors. The one went back very soon, but the other one walked with me a little way."
"A little way?"
"Yes, we walked for a little while, but suddenly we fell into the mud. Then he did not want to go along any longer. He tore himself loose from the mud and slipped out on the side of his house. He said, 'You may keep your idea of happiness to yourself. I am going home.' Thus, he went back, and I went to this gate."
"How sad for that poor man," Goodwill commented. "Did he count heaven of so little value, and did he not want to encounter a few difficulties? So when it became difficult, he quickly went back."
"Yes, he was foolish," Christian said. "But I myself was foolish too. I also went off the right path. I met worldly wise men. He said he knew a better way, and I believed him. But it was a path of death."
"Oh, did you meet worldly wise men?"
"Do you know him?" asked Christian.
"He probably told you to go to Mr. Legality."
"Say, Christian, did you listen to him? Did you go on the wrong way?" questioned Goodwill.
"Sadly, yes. I went as far as I dared. I wanted to find Mr. Legality, but ended up by that mountain. That mountain hangs so dangerously over the path. I was so afraid it would fall on my head that I did not dare go any further."
Goodwill shook his head. "Many people have been killed by that mountain already, and more will die because of it. It is dangerous there. Be glad that you are away from the mountain. You are still alive."
Christian nodded. "If Evangelist would not have come to me at that moment, oh, I do not know how it would have ended. I did not dare take one more step and did not know what to do. But God was good to me and sent Evangelist to me. If he would not have helped me, I would never have come here, and now I may enter here and talk with you. I did not deserve that. If that mountain would have fallen on me, it would have been my own fault." Goodwill looked at him with a friendly voice. "Even though you have sinned much and walked on the wrong way, you may enter here. Everyone who comes here may go through the gate. You will not be cast out. Dear Christian, come with me a little way. Then I will show you the way to go. Look right in front of you. Do you see that narrow way? That is the way you must walk on. Abraham walked on it too, and so did Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets. Yes, also the Lord Jesus and the apostles walked on it. It is a paved way. The way is very straight as a ruler. Walk on that way." "Yes, but how do I know if I am going on the right way? Can I not lose the way?" "Yes," said Goodwill, "that is possible, for there are many byways. Do not go on those. Those ways are much lower than the right way. Also, they are often crooked and wide. But the right way is very straight and narrow." Explanation. When someone learns the only way to God, he sometimes may look back just like Christian. Then the Lord showed him everything again, how he left the city of destruction, how he had to leave his sinful life, but also how he came to the muddy slough, how many sins he saw there, and how afraid he was that things would never become right anymore. He also thought back to Mount Sinai, the mountain where God gave his law. When he went to that mountain, he thought, "I will do everything which God said in his law. I will do my best. Then I will become happy." But that failed. It is good that he did his best, but he could not earn heaven with it. There is only one who merited heaven, and that is the Lord Jesus. All of God's children learn that at the gate. And how to proceed after this? When a person is converted and knows something about the Lord Jesus, he is not home yet. The Lord again must show the way. He always does that by his word, which is the Bible. In my dream, I saw Christian conversing with Goodwill. Christian asked, "Can you not remove this heavy burden from my back?" "Be content wearing it," Goodwill replied. "Do this until you are at the place of deliverance. There it will slide off your back by itself." Christian was ready to continue on his journey. Goodwill added, "Some distance from this gate, you will see a house. That is the house of the interpreter. Knock on his door. When you enter in, he will show you excellent things." Christian said farewell to his friend, who called, "I wish you safe travels."